This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
Colleges and universities across the Chicago area are starting to reveal how the COVID-19 shutdown is affecting them financially. And for many, it's not pretty. Just this week, Northwestern University announced furloughs and pay cuts ahead of a projected $90 million deficit for next year. WBEZ's higher education reporter Kate McGee is here to give us more details. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Mary.
So I mentioned Northwestern, but of course, there are so many colleges and universities all over the region. What does it look like out there?
It's not great, frankly. You know, schools saw a very fast drop in revenue this spring because they had to refund student housing and meal plans when all of the universities shut down for in-person. You know, they have no idea how many students are going to show up in the fall and be able to pay tuition. And so there's a lot of uncertainty. At Northwestern, they're trying to cut costs directly affecting employee salaries and benefits. So there's a ripple effect across the local community, not just on campus. And they are not alone. You know, Loyola, DePaul, and the University of Chicago, they're all projecting revenue declines in the tens, if not hundreds of millions. Many of these schools, namely Northwestern and the University of Chicago, have these endowments in the billions of dollars, and students have really called on them to tap those endowments to cover some of these costs. But universities say many of their endowments are fixed and it's restricted, and it shouldn't be seen as a rainy day fund, though they did say this week that they plan to increase the amount they draw from the endowment, but it's not enough to cover all the deficits they're seeing.
And what about public universities, Kate? Many haven't even fully recovered from the state's budget impasse almost 3 years ago. So what does a new downturn mean for them?
So public universities have seen more funding in recent years, but it is not enough, and it is not back to levels before the budget impasse 3 years ago. And they haven't recovered in terms of enrollment. Those smaller schools like Eastern Illinois, Western, Chicago State, they don't have as diverse revenue streams as University of Illinois, for instance, and they are much more dependent on state money. So it really is looking to the state budget, which is currently in the hands of the General Assembly. They're supposed to pass a budget by the end of the month, and we're now hearing that they're expecting to return to Springfield soon to wrap up this abbreviated session. You know, in Pritzker's proposed budget, he increased higher education funding, but it was contingent on the graduated income tax passing this fall. Who knows what will happen with that? But experts say that the smaller regional public universities will be the hardest hit by this. And those were the places where we should be looking to see how they're able to stay afloat.
So the public universities were already a bit behind on revenues and enrollment. And then there's also the matter of state money that goes directly to the students. And that's a concern as well, right?
Right. You know, when Governor Pritzker came into office, he really supported putting more money towards MAP grants. Those are the need-based funding for students who attend college in Illinois. But it has never covered everyone who qualifies, and it does not cover the full cost of tuition. And there's just going to be so much more need now from students who are coming in with unstable financial situations. It's unclear if that state money is going to be as available to address that need, and if students are going to be able to fill in the gaps with other kinds of funding.
I guess it's hard to imagine a school like Northwestern or University of Chicago with their enormous endowments having to close because of the financial downturn. But we have seen smaller private colleges across the country closing for a number of reasons. Could we be seeing more of that in the next year?
Yes. You know, smaller private and public universities, they have a smaller share of students to kind of attract and pull from. They are much less likely to see out-of-state students or international students. So the pool is already small. Large enrollment drops on top of that could result in closures or mergers. All of these universities saw federal coronavirus stimulus funding, and that helped some schools cover gaps in the short term, but it is just not enough if students don't show up in the fall, the state funding is less, and colleges continue to kind of lose out on revenue streams if things continue online.
And of course, that'll affect not just the students or the professors, but the thousands of people who work as staff at these schools. That was WBEZ higher education reporter Kate McGee. You can read more coverage from Kate and the WBEZ education team at WBEZ.org. Kate, thanks for breaking this down for us.
You're welcome.